Okay, everyone, hope all is well. Today's daf is Nazir daf Chaf Aleph. And yesterday we had this chus to start the fourth perek. If you remember, right, the last thing we started talking about was Toch Kedei Dibur. The first thing the Mishnah had said, if someone hears his friend take a neder of Nazirus, and he says, me too. So the question is, right, how much time does a person have to say that? We said that Reish Lakish said in front of Rebbe, it must be Toch Kedei Dibur, i.e. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, meaning those 3 seconds, that's it. So you have pretty much time for 3 anis. And then Rebbe Yehuda Nisi had said, the last thing we said, Amar Lei Tov Lo Shavakta Rav Chalatamida, right, you haven't given right, any time for someone to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then turn around and say Va'ani. Meaning, the implication being that he would, the Rebbe Yehuda Nisi would allow someone to make a statement of Va'ani even a second after Toch Kedei Dibur, meaning that you have that amount of time, and then right away, where you have one more second to join up. So that's the machlokes we had yesterday. So Tanya, we're top of the clean break over here, top of Chaf Aleph, Amun Aleph. Tanya, we also learned in a brisa. Again, this is going to be approved, just like Reish Lakish, not against Rabbi Yudanisiya. Misha Amar Harini Nazir Vishama Chaviru Vishah Kedei Dibor. This person who hears his friend take a neder of Nazirus and he waits Toch Kedei Dibor V'Amar, and then he says Va'ani, and he said, well, me too. So who Asur V'Chaviru Mutter? Meaning that what happened, that a person said, I'm going to be a Nazir, and someone else heard that, and he waited and then said, me too. So the who Nazir, the first guy obviously is a Nazir, but the second guy is not. Implying that if you wait after Toch Kedei Dibur, so then you do not, right, that does not join together, and that does not make the second guy a Nazir, just like Reish Lakish had said, and not like Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. Vekama Kedei Dibur, how long is that? Kedei Sheilas Shalom Tam the Rav, right? Again, we said yesterday, as the time it takes to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Lema Misayele. Let's bring a proof again, another proof for Reish Lakish, right? And why are we bringing this Gemara? Because the proof is from our Mishnah. Misha Amar Harini Nazir Vishama Chavero, Ve'amar Va'ani Va'ani. So again, what did our mission say? Someone takes a neder Nazirus, and someone else heard and said, me too, and me too. And then the important point here is Visulo, and nothing more, meaning that specifically the mission is very clear, very specific. Only two people have a chance to say Va'ani, and nobody else. So Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, right, has a chance for four, right? Because you have Shalom Alecha Rebbe, that's 3 seconds, and then you get the second after that, right? There should be four people. Gemara says, nah, it's not really a great proof. Tana ki ruchla lechashev. Right? Will you tell me that the Tana is like a merchant? He's just shelling things out, or just announcing every single thing that he has in his store, and meaning that he's not going to say every single detail. Right? The way of the Tanaim were to be mekatzer as much as they could be. Right? He's not going to mention every single detail. Velezel and go and keep on going. Right? That's trying to go and ad nauseum. So Gemara says, okay, but if that's true, velesnichad. Right, well, let's just give me one. Right? What do you need? Vani, vani. Why did the Mishnah mention two? Right? Vashmin and Hachi. Bach changes it here to Hachi. Right? You would get the point if it would just said one. What do you need to mention two? Right? Two seems very specific. I mean, two and no more, implying that not four. So Gemara says, Erganami. Right? Erganami. You're right. You're correct. Should have said only one. So why did we say two? Mishum to Katani Seva, where we wanted to be parallel with the language, with the Lushan, right, in the second part of the Mishnah. What's that part? Husar Harishon Huchu Kulan, right? If the first guy gets his Nazirus uprooted, so then all of them do. Hutar Achron, Achron, Mutar Vukulan Asurin, right? If the last one did, right, then he gets his Nazirus uprooted, but not everybody else, because they're all based on the first guy. Or we'll see. That's actually a discussion, but we'll see in a second. But the implication is, Mikla, the implication is, Dika Imtsai, meaning the first guy and last guy, right, implies that there are people in the middle. So the Mishnah, Mishim Hachi, Katani, Vani, Vani, right, that therefore, right, the Mishnah wanted to be consistent and say, me too, meaning in both cases there would be three guys. Okay, fine. Ibalu the fa'as the following shayla. Chad b'chavri matvis, o dilma b'kamen mitvisi. This is exactly what I alluded to. I mean, the shayla is, when you have, let's say, three guys who is taking nether and nazir, the first guy says, I'm going to be a nazir. Then you have va'ani, and then another guy says, va'ani, me too, me too. So, what are those two guys going on? Really, the shayla is about the third one, and any subsequent va'anis. Are they going on the first guy? Are both of them going on the first guy? Or are they going on the guy that preceded them? Meaning, is 2 and 3 going based on the Nazirus of 1, and 1 is the first guy's Nazirus, Reuven's Nazirus, is the source for their Nazirus, or maybe everybody's going based on the last guy, and Shimon is a Nazir because of Reuven, Levi is a Nazir because of Shimon, Yehuda is a Nazir because of Levi, etc., etc. So Gemara says, well, Lamai Nafkamina, who cares where the Nazirus comes from? So the Gemara gives a very simple Nafkamina, right, the Tfusei Mezel, right, to keep on going, right, can you keep on going, right, ad nauseum until forever, right, because you keep on getting a new Toch Kedei Dibur, right, Iyamar Amris Chai B'Chavri Matvei Sifri, tell me that they're using each other, meaning they're doing using the last guy's declaration of Nazirus, then you can always keep on going because you always have Toch Kedei Dibur of the last guy. But if you tell me that you're able to, you're working off of the first guy's nether, so then Tfei Mikdei Kedei Dibur lo Matfisinan, lo Matfisin, meaning that you can't get any further than Toch Kedei Dibur from the first guy. Excuse me. So Maya, what's the din? So Tashma, let's bring you a proof. Harini Nazir v'shama chaverov, amar rava ani v'ani v'sulo. Like in our Mishnah, right, a guy said, I was giving you another Nazir, and then another guy said v'ani, and another guy said v'ani, and v'sulo midi, right, and not any more than that, right? The same deal we tried to make before. Shema yinu v'kamahu demafisi. Apparently, they're only working on the first guy, and after Toch Kedei Dibur, you got no more time. So Gemara says, because these talk about the chavri mitvis, because if you're telling me that each one is working off the last guy, so litni tuva, you can say v'ani, 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 litni tuva vani. We should have mentioned a bunch of them. So Gemara gives the same answer, right? Tanaki ruch lecheshev velozil. Right? Why in the world would you think that the guy should mention? Right? He's not a merchant. He's not telling you that he has grapes and he has pineapples and he has apples and he has pears and he's not listing all of his produce. He's just giving a couple of examples. So Gemara says, okay, v'lisnichad v'lishmin and kulu. Well, you could have, again, same question we had before, right? So then why did you mention two? Two seems specific. What about one? You could have learned all this from one. So Gemara says, "I did a ketani hutzar rishon, hutzar the kulan, hutzar arachon, hutzar kulan, v'kulan asur mikol dikem tzai mishum alchik ketani vani vani." Right? We give the same answers we gave before. Fine. Tashma, another proof. Hutzar rishon, hutzar kulan. Another, again, this is the Sefer of the Mishnah we just quoted. If the first guy gets his nether, right, kind of his nazir is revoked, so then all of them are good to go. Rishon hu desharu ha'im tzai lo. Right, implying, meaning that the first guy can get rid of all the other Nazirios. But the middle guy, right, let's say there are five of them, and Levi is the one who gets his Nazirus revoked, so apparently that would not do anything to everybody else. So Shema Mina, Bekama Matfitsin, I don't know, I can't keep on stumbling over that word. Right, so apparently you see that this is the first one, it's only the first guy who is the source of all the Nazirios. So Gemara says, no, really, Eman Lachal Olam Chad B'Chavri Matfits, really, no, you could also learn the Mishnah as being everybody piggybacking off of each other's previous Nazirios. If I did the Boy the Misni, Hutrakulan, right, now that you wanted to teach me that all of them get matired, right, if the first guy gets uprooted, the Tana Emtsai Ikarishon Dolo Mystery. Well, if the Mishnah wanted to say that all of them, give a case where all of them get uprooted, and if you release the middle one, I mean, if you say that if Levi gets his Nazirus revoked, so then, right, the first guy is not going to get his Nazirus revoked because he came first. So Mishimachi Katani Rishon, therefore we started with the Rishon just to give that case where everybody else, again, he can't have Nazirus without the first guy. Right, that's the building blocks, even if you tell me that they're working off of Levi's Naziris, but Levi only is a Nazir because of Reuven. So if you uproot Reuven, so that would get rid of everybody. Tashma, another proof. Let's figure out this din. Hutar ha'achron, right, our Mishnah also. Our Mishnah had said that hutar ha'achron, ha'achron mutar, right, if the last guy gets his Naziris uprooted, that he gets out of it, but Vekula Nasura and everybody else, right, has to keep their Naziris. So just to add the gear, Tashma, Bekama mitfasina, apparently we see that we're using the first guy, right, to start off all the tefizas nizirus to laka achrina basrei because there's nobody after him. So Gemara says no, the load ika achrina basrei. Right, so the Gemara answers avam tzoi the ika achrina basrei mystery. Right, but the other ones, right, who have others, meaning it's the last one that doesn't impact anybody. But if there are any of them after him, meaning if Levi gets his, and so then he would in fact allow and who comes after him, Yehuda, and I guess I was Shiloh, who was born after Yehuda. Right, do we ever count after four? I guess usually we use Yisachar and Zvulun, but they were born at the end, so I forget if it's Gad and Asher or Dan, probably Dan, right? Dan Naphtali came before God and Asher. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So, whatever. Let's just forgetting the names. Right. If the middle guy gets his Nazirus revoked, apparently that implies that the others would get revoked. So Shmaya Minachar B'Chavri Matris. That seems to imply that they're working based on each other's Nazirus. So Gemara says, La'olam em lechal b'kavim mitzvisina. No, really, over there, you could argue that they're all a Nazir based on the first guy. My achron tekatani, what do you mean, the last guy? And sorry, we really mean the middle guy. I mean, we didn't mean the last guy. It means that the later guy, the guy in the middle. Right, and then what we said in the middle, right, then understanding that, then we says Hutra Achron Ha'achron Mutra B'kulan Asurin, right, if Levi gets his Nazirus uprooted, that means that, and then we say that no one else gets their Nazirus uprooted, that means they got their Nazirus from Reuven, from the first guy. So I did Tana Rishon, Tana Achron, again, why do we use the Lashon of Achron instead of him? So, because, again, we're talking about first, so we're going to mention the word last, but Achron doesn't always necessarily mean last. The puzzle that comes to mind is by when Yaakov brings his family to meet Esav. Right, the Torah lists the order in which he brought his family. So it says the Shvachos and their kids Rishonim, and then it says Leah Viladeha Achronim, and then it says Rachel Viosef Achronim. So it says Achron and then Achron. So obviously it doesn't mean that Leah and Rachel were both last. That's physically impossible. But it means that they were next. They were afterwards. So it doesn't necessarily always mean last. It could also mean the little. Okay, fine. Tashma, let's get the last proof. The Tanya Behedya, we have a Ferish Abraisa, right, that teaches this the halacha. Hutar Arishon, Hutar Kulam. If you get rid of the first guy's Nazirus, everybody gets out of their Nazirus. Hutar Achron, right, if you get rid of the last guy's Nazirus, then Achron Mutar Vekulan Asur, and then everyone else, right, is obviously still stuck with their Nazirus. What about our case, Hutar Haim Tsoi? So then, right, that will tell us whether we're working based on the Nazirus of the first guy or the Nazirus of each and every person, right, for the next one. So, Hemenu Ulamata, right, from him and on, Mutter. They are good to go. They are out of their Nazirus. But Hemenu Ulamala, but beforehand, right, from him and up, then they're Azir. So that clearly, Shmamina, Chabachabri Matvi Shmamina, that clearly says that we're working based on the previous guy's Tfisa. The previous guy's Nazirus, because if you get rid of Levi and you say that Yehuda and let's say Dan have no more Nazirus, but Shimon and Reuven still do, right, so that clearly shows that everybody is working off the previous neder of their friend, and not just all based on Reuven, because otherwise they would all still be stuck with their Nazirus. But if you're splitting it half and half, it must be that they are actually working off of each other's Nazirus consecutively. Okay, Harini Nazir Shema Chavero V'Amar Pikapiv. Visari Kisaro. Right, guy says, right, guy here, his friend's making the Nazir, says, my mouth is like his mouth, his hair is like my hair is like his hair, and sure enough, that makes him a Nazir. Now, we assume, again, that when you first read this Mishnah, I'd imagine you thought, and I explained it, and this is the Maskana of the Gemara, that he's referring to the halachos of Nazirus, but the Gemara doesn't immediately jump to that, right? He wants to first work through what the other possibilities are. And the Gemara asks, Mishum Da'amar Pi Kafiv. Nazir? Why in the world? What do you mean? The guy just said, but like my hair is like his hair, and my mouth is like his mouth. Therefore, he's a Nazir. Or Minu, I'll bring you a Brisa that seems to say that it's not that way. You can't just use body parts to declare Naziris. Right? Yadi Nazira, if the guy says my hand is a Nazir, or Viragli Nazira, or my leg is a Nazir. Lomar Klum, that's nothing. Roshi Nazira, if you say my head is a Nazir, or Kvedi Nazira, my liver is a Nazir, Harezi Nazir, that does work. What's why? Because they're called Darushan Shamatulibo Harezi Nazir. If you choose a body part that a person would die without, so then that would be a proper Nazir. So you can't say hair and lips, right, and mouth are not things that would kill a person, even though obviously it would be very uncomfortable, but it would not kill a person. Again, because we assume that when a person uses something that would, you know, some body part that would, you know, the life force feeds off of, right, he means, right, the entire person, because you can't say that, you know, being makdish a person's heart. And so take, what are you going to take out his heart? Of course not. He means his entire body. So why? But over here, what's the deal? Why would we say in our Mishnah that the hair and the lips and the mouth are going to make this guy into a Nazir? It's not something that you can live, that would kill him. Asamar of Yehudah, the Amar Hachi. What he means is like this, again, how we assumed, Yasa pi kapiv miyayin. Right? Let my mouth be like his mouth in terms of wine, meaning he's taking swearing off wine. Vasari kisaro milagos, and again, my hair should be like his hair in terms of cutting. Right? So that is a legitimate Nazirus statement. Harani Nazir Rivisham Abala Vamar Ani Va'ani, Enu Yachal Hafer. Right? Again, a husband hears his wife say she's going to be a Nazir, and he says, me too. So at that point, he can no longer be Mefer. Her nether, because that would have a direct impact on his nether, and a person cannot be shul, right, cannot be mefer, right, his own nether. He can go to Sheila, he can go to a Rav, he can go to, a Beis Din, whatever, but he cannot do it uprooted himself. So, that's the following Sheila. Baal, miyakar, akar, odilma, megis guys, right, we had the Sheila, right, in the Darim, if you remember, right, when a husband is mefer nether from his wife, right, does that uproot it entirely, or does that just cancel it from now and on? Right, we may have had this discussion in Nedarim, if you remember, that Hataras Nedarim, right, going to a Chacham or going to a Beis Din to get rid of your Nedar, that uproots it lemafreya. That uproots it retroactively. We had a shaila about when a father, right, is mefer his daughter's nether. We had a shaila about that. But in terms of a Beis Din, right, the mati hataras nedarim is retroactive. But what about a faras nedarim? What about when a husband, right, uproots, right, his wife's nether? Is it retroactive or is it from here and on now? Lamai nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? So there are, as you can imagine, there are probably several. But one over here, related to us, right, is leisha shenadra benazir. Right, a woman takes a nether of nazirus. Veshama chayverta, and then her friend heard v'amravani, and she said me too. Veshama baila, and then what happens? Her husband shalishona, the first husband, heard v'hefirla, and he got rid of, meaning he was made for the nether of the first woman. So of Sarah, right? Sarah takes another for Naziris. Rivka here is fantastic. Me too. And then Sarah's husband Avram is Mayfair her nether. So what do we do with Rivka's me too? Right? Iyam is miyakar akar. If you tell me that the hafaras nedarim is going to uproot it retroactively, so he nami ishtria. So Rivka also, she has no more Naziris to stand on. Right? It never exists in the first place, so she'd not be a nazir. So she's not going to be a nazir. Iyam is megis guys. But if you tell me that it's from now and on, right? It's uprooted right now. It's not uprooted retroactively. It's just stopped. It's cut off. Literally means cut off. Right? From here and now, well, Sarah gets out of her Naziris, but Rivka, right, who based it on Sarah's original Naziris, well, according to this understanding, Sarah's original Naziris existed, but her husband Avram just cut it off right now. So therefore, Rivka was Matzah. She did actually declare a proper Naziris based on a Naziris that existed, and she would still be a Nazir. So, so what's the difference? So is it retroactive or not? So Teshma, I'll bring you a bunch of proofs. I'm going to do two proofs today, two or three tomorrow, remember? And then we'll finally resolve this on the next daf. But Teshma, bring you a proof. Right, we learned this a little bit earlier. Or yesterday. Chafam Abbas. Harin, our Mishnah. Okay. Harin Nazir of Hashem Abayla V'Amar V'Ani. Right, if a woman says she's going to be a Nazir, her husband hears, and he says, me too. So, Eino Yachal HaHafer, the halacha is, he cannot be mefer the nether. V'Yisak V'Dei Dechbal Megis Gaiz. Well, if you're talking, what does that mean? Meaning that means because the husband's Nazirs will be affected, so he can't uproot his wife's Naziris, because he said, me too. And if he uproots his wife's Naziris, that gets rid of his as well. Well, if you're telling me that Megas Gaiz, if you're telling me that when he uproots, when he cancels his wife's Naziris, he's made for nether, that canceled it from right now. So, what do you mean? Baal Megas Gaiz, Lefer the Ishto, Vuhulitzer. That wouldn't uproot his Naziris. His Naziris would be based on her previous Naziris, which he happened to end right now, but it existed then. So what do you mean? Why can't a husband be made for the nether? Apparently, what do you see? That when the husband is made for nether, he uproots it retroactively, and that would therefore cancel his own Naziris, and therefore he can't be made for nether in this case. So Gemara says, lo, not necessarily. La'olam, maybe make his guys. Maybe he can cancel it, right? When he uproots, when he's made for nether, he doesn't uproot it, it stops it. He cuts it off here, but it existed previously. Really, he should be able to be made for another, right? Because it doesn't really affect him. But behind the time, the Lamati made for both. But why? So therefore, why can't he be made for another? Because Kevin to Amr Lavani, since he said, me too, come on to Amr Kayim Lichidami, it's as if he was Mekayim the nether. He can't, it's not that he can't uproot it. The reason he can't uproot it, Sorry, the reason he can't be made for it is not because it would then uproot his Nazirus. It's because he was already Mekayim. Right? If you remember from Nedarim, from the end of Nedarim, right, a husband who's Mekayim and his wife's Nedar can no longer be made for the Nedar. Right? Then you can go to Shelas Chacham, you can go to a Beis Din, but he can't be made for the Nether anymore. So therefore, he's Mekayim it when he says Va'ani. So therefore, that has nothing to do with our issue. Right? It doesn't impact us at all. E Mishtil, Mitchell, Kamasu Matzi Mever, Vilo Lo Matzi Mever. Right, and again, and then if Mishal, he can still be Shoel, but if he's Shoel on his Kiyum, right, we learned that that's possible too. The guy can go be Shoel on the fact that he was Mekayim the Neder. If he does that, so then he can be Mefer. But if not, not. But this has nothing to do with our issue, right? The impact whatsoever. It's completely irrelevant. It's just an issue of the fact that he was Mekayim already, and not that it would uproot it retroactively. Tashma, Tashma, another proof that we'll finish with today, right? Ha'isha Shenadra Benazir. We're going to learn this in a couple of days, right? A woman who took a nether of Nazirus, Vefrishas Behemton, and she separated her animals. Ve'akoka Hefer LaBaila, right? Again, at the end of Nazirus, right, you have to bring animals for korbanos. And then her husband got rid of, right, her nether. Right, so what do you do with the animals, right? If you get rid of the Nazirus. So Im Shelo Haisa, if the animals were his, so Behemotetsa Vatira Be'eder, right? Then the animal can go and, you know, can go out and graze and whatever. It goes back to not being chulin because a woman, it's a person can't be makdir shtavish, that is something that doesn't belong to them. And therefore, you know, then it's not shaykh. I mean, yes, Einechanami, when a wife is chayiv in korbanos, the husband gives her, right, the animals that he owns, right, that's totally fine. But here, again, if there was never any chiyuv, right, again, the implication is, the assumption we're making here, is that there was never any chiyuv to separate the animals for the korban, right, and therefore, right, they go back to being the husband, they go back to being normal animals, there's no shiloh. So if they belong to her, so then, then the animal, right, who is supposed to be a chatos, right, that has to be left to die. And that's, again, because we assume, right, there was some sort of kedusha here. She's not chayiv to bring a chatos, so there, if it's, then it's left to die, right? Obviously, the other korbanos you can bring, because those can bring the ola and the shlamim you can bring, because that you can bring any time. But that animal, she's not chayiv to bring a chatos, because her nizirus is gone, so that animal is left to die. Then the Gemara asks, and if you tell me that the husband retroactively uproots the nizirus, why would you tell me that the wife's chatos should die? What do you mean? This nizirus doesn't exist. It must be that she had a nizirus. It was stopped now. Therefore, right, there's no reason to bring the chatos, but not that the whole enterprise was uprooted retroactively. So you see that the husband really stops it, right, from here on out, but really the nizirus existed previously. No, really, you could argue that the husband also, you could argue that when the husband is made for neder, it uproots it retroactively. Final timeline. This is the reason why the korban chatos is left to die. Just to check the gear. So kevan, okay, delo tzicha kapara. I mean, we can read that also. It kind of makes sense also. Right, since she doesn't need any kapara anymore, hava kechatos, because the nazirus is gone, but hava kechatos shemetsu ba'alea. Right, it's as if it's a korban chatos whose owners died. Right, the halacha is that if for whatever reason someone is chayv a chatos, they separate the chatos, then the person dies. So halacha is that animal is also left to die because the misa of the bala. Behema, right, the misa of the guy, right, is mechaper for his avonos, right? He doesn't need the animal to atone for his sins anymore. He's gone, and his misa is mechaper, so the animal is unnecessary, so they let it to die. But Gemiri, we learned, right, Lachem Moshe Sinai, pretty sure Lachem Moshe Sinai, the chadash shemedu ba'alei atamos, right, then that's the halacha, that an animal who was supposed to be a korban chatos and the owner died, right, so then that animal dies as well. You don't bring it as a korban. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll do the next proof tomorrow, or the next attempted proof, rather. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.